And he said, while he was sitting, said, "What's all this about?" She said, "Just sit and shut up." And she said, I began to take off his shoes, and he's wanting to know what I was doing. And I said, "Just shut up and sit." And got his shoes off and took that cake of lanolin and began to rub his feet. And she said, while I was rubbing his feet, something happened. Our spirits broke, and we fell in each other's arms. And I've come to not only thank you, but tell you to pray for us while we go on our second honeymoon. Now, really, I found that so often in life. Find the feet. Everybody has spiritual feet. I used to think, what in the world did he put it in the Bible for? The ugliest thing about people are the feet. How beautiful are the feet of those who? Well, I mean, of all scripture that shouldn't be there. That was before I discovered spiritual feet. How beautiful are the spiritual feet? That is, those doors that open up into a soul's life. That open when you have the spirit of being a servant. I can't save you, but I can serve you. I can't assume responsibility for everything related to your life, but I can still serve you. Now, let me tell you, this is where the joy is, and I didn't know it. See, I grew up in the church. My daddy was a preacher, and my older brother and I came along together. And we used to sit on the back seat and make fun at Christians, including my daddy. One was at offering time. You know, my dad would rise to his dignified height at offering time and get real religious and quote the Bible as if he believed it. You know? And boy, especially, you know, God loves a cheerful giver. You know, and now we'll now worship the Lord with our tithes and offerings. And the organ strikes up a dirge. And you know, the ushers look like pallbearers. You ever notice ushers at an offering time? I mean, they've got a way of carrying those plates under their arm, like just like carrying a casket. You know? And I would nudge my brother Dewey, and I'd say, "Watch these cheerful givers." Did you ever watch a church giving? Boy, we'll follow it. Amazing. Well, you know, growing up in the church, I thought, well, who's kidding who? You know, amazing. I knew it wasn't more blessed to give than it was to receive. I don't know why Jesus even said that. It may be true in some other realm, but not in this one. That's not where the joy is. And Christians let me know that. You know, my goodness. Amazing. So all these inconsistencies. Then when I got in the kingdom, I had to do some relearning. And I had to be honest with Jesus. And it wasn't more joy for me. I enjoyed people giving money to me a whole lot more than I enjoyed giving my money to them. Until I learned a secret. It was my money that I was giving. I hadn't realized it was his money. And God hadn't asked me to give you a cent of my money. He's asked me to share with you as he shares with me. Love one another as I've loved you. Don't you give me any of your money. You're just buying me to you. If you've got any God's money, you better do what he tells you to do with it. You know, really. Now, that's where the joy is. Learning to be that servant, whether it's money, whether it's ideas, whether it's visions, whether it's an act of service, whatever it might be. Learning to see yourself in terms of the servant. Now, in order to get to this place and live in this place, I think there's a Trinitarian formula I want to leave with you. And that is in growth process. One is, and I think this is for basic, and I said it the other night, that is learning to receive. You can't give really in the kingdom where you've not received. Learning to receive, and that is learning to accept what you already have as a gift. And so that's basic. Now, and this is also concerning baptism of the Holy Spirit, gifts of the Spirit. Don't try to act like you're baptized if you need to receive the baptism. It's no great indictment. Just say, "Lord, these folks seem to have something I don't have yet. I don't want it like they've got it, but I want more than they've got. If this is the highest you've got, I'll take that and some more too. Open up to receive. But another little relationship to receiving in terms of growth is, as you receive, learn to integrate. Now, integrate means you relate what you receive to what you already have. And you relate it to those with whom you walk in the fellowship. Look what happens when we start receiving gifts of the Spirit and we don't learn to integrate that in terms of fruit, in terms of devotion, in terms of tradition that is noble of the Lord. We just take a gift and don't integrate it. We become devastating to the body because we run out and splash all over the place with a gift that's unrelated. No, we start integrating. Integrating. I learned this through Hannah Hernar. Hannah was in a conference once and she told something that I'm not saying it wasn't true. I'm just saying if it was true, it was out of season. But though I had a question, but I didn't say anything. I was there to learn, and I wasn't on the program, so I didn't say anything. But Hannah, bless her heart, caught it. The minute it went from her mouth, she knew something was out of order. She went before the Lord. That night, she got up and said, "I've been convicted by the Holy Spirit for what I said this morning. Not because I didn't tell the truth, but," she said, "the Lord has taught me this afternoon that just because I know something within itself is not a license to tell it." See? Just because you know something, that within itself is not a license to tell it. The devil will make you think, if you know it and don't tell it, you're not trusting God. No. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Wait on. I was with not disciples. What's the church in Connecticut? Congregational. I was with the congregational preachers in Bristol at a conference. Gabriel Facker and I love Gabe. He's a great boy. And I'd given my witness to the preachers about the baptism of the Holy Spirit and sat down. And old Gabe said, "Tommy, you chicken out. You're afraid of what these preachers think of you." Boy, he let me have it. And I'd let him have it right back, you know, this way with each other. And so I said, "Gabe, what are you talking about?" He said, "You didn't mention tongues." And said, "You are ashamed of tongues. And you were afraid these preachers would run your way and tear you down if you told them you spoke in tongues. You backed off of the Lord. And I'm going to rebuke you for it." And, you know, it was in love, but he meant it. And I listened in my heart, and I said to him, "Gabriel, I'd take that, and I would stand corrected if I did it because I was afraid. But," I said, "honestly, that never came to my mind to talk about tongues. I did not get a sense of guidance to testify in that area." And he just humbled himself and said, "Tommy, forgive me. I was too quick to show the preachers that I was free." You know, so you don't have to tell everything you know just because you know it. Learn to integrate what you're receiving to where you are and to your environment in terms of the church or the life of the Spirit. And then, as you make it one with you, then God uses it as a means of giving you. And here's the key to the servant. We're not servants in the sense of we're just offering things to others. We are servants in the sense that we are allowing God to offer us to others. And that's another paradox. You can't give Jesus to other people in the kingdom sense without him giving you. I was listening to a sermon just a few days ago, and a beautiful boy who, you know, a real believer, just as orthodox as he could be. Just good. Good doctrine. Right down the line. No correction. And I didn't have to say not one jot or tittle. And yet, there was something amiss. There just wasn't the ministry that I knew should accompany such fine preaching. And I whispered to the Lord, "Lord, can you teach me anything about this?" And the thought came, this young man is frightened. And he doesn't feel accepted by the group. So he's using his message to protect himself rather than a means of giving himself. And you're picking that up, and I want you to love him in such a way that he'll give himself to you. And boy, I made it my business to get with him after the service. And I told him what I'd picked up. He began to cry. He said, "Tommy, only God could have told you that, because that's the truth, but I hadn't told anybody else." And he said, it was a preacher's meeting. And he said, "I was afraid of these preachers, especially the bishop." And he said, "I knew I was giving the message God wanted me to give, but I knew somehow it wasn't anointed like it should be." And he said, "Pray with me." I prayed with him. The next morning he preached, and really, theologically, it wasn't nearly as good a sermon. But it was a tremendous ministry, because as he stood giving his message, God gave him. That's life in the kingdom. Are you looking for a place of protection? Are you willing to be vulnerable for God's sake, to be given? You'll be discovered, you see, because the light always shows up the color of the panel through which it shines. And if you don't want your true colors to show, you better stay away from the light of the glory of God. That's the spirit of the servant, the one without apology and without favor or fear is willing to say, "For Jesus' sake, it's me." Hallelujah. Does this make sense to you? It puts us in good stead. Now, say a prayer for Jay. Would you come and bless me? And you all pray with Jay for me, and I'll be praying for you.
Father God, Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Counselor, Holy Spirit, Strengthener, Holy Spirit, we just praise you and thank you for this dear, dear child of your kingdom. We praise and thank you for your using him in such powerful ways and yet in such loving ways. Thank you for undergirding him with your strength and for empowering him even more as he goes forth in your name.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we just pray that he has many, many more years left.
Yes, Lord.
Of serving you in the kingdom.
Yes, Lord.
Of being your instrument through whom thousands of people come to know you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Lord and Savior. And there's no way that he can help but giving you anything but glory and praise.
Yes, Lord.
Amazing, isn't it? Thank you, Jesus. Praise you.
Amen. Oh,
thank you.
This is the end of the message. Please run your recorder and fast forward so that the tape will be ready for playing next time.